This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Colorado will spend less on tobacco prevention this year. That's funding for programs aimed at getting people to quit and educating kids about health risks. A report from a coalition of health groups found the funding fell to about half of what the CDC recommends. The funding for prevention is about $100 million less than what the tobacco industry spends on marketing in Colorado each year. Yolanda Richardson is president of the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids.
The difference with the tobacco industry is that it is marketing a deadly product.
Tobacco use is the leading cause of preventable death in Colorado, responsible for more than 5,000 deaths annually. A large wildfire mitigation project is underway on the north side of Pikes Peak. The work aims to help protect a source of drinking water for Colorado Springs. KRCC's Abigail Beckman reports.
The more than 300-acre project is near North Catamount Reservoir, one of 25 water sources for the city. It's a group effort between the state and U.S. Forest Service, Colorado Springs Utilities, and the State Department of Natural Resources. Mike Till with the State Forest Service says he's noticed a difference with all the agencies involved.
It really does help and seems to be headed in a different direction than it has been in the past of people understanding how important water is.
Officials say mitigating the forest is crucial because in the event of a wildfire, any remaining debris would likely drain into the reservoir. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
Come find more Colorado news at cpr.org.